All right, we're opening the meeting of January 23rd. At what time are we? 5:34. And I'm happy to write this up just because I'll ask Alex to post it. I haven't learned how to do that yet. Review the minutes for the meeting on the January 14th. I read them. They look good. I would move that we accept them.
Okay. Second.
All right. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. Check. Any need to change the agenda? You got anything new to add?
Nope.
Okay. The public is not here to comment. The road foreman is not here, but we'll get to sand in old business. Yeah, he thought he might make it tonight, but also they got storm prep to do. Town meeting prep, that's first item of old business. You've got in front of you what I consider a rough draft of the annual meeting warning. I think it's complete now. There's a little uncertainty about, for me, I may be the only one confused, but there are two, under Article 6, there are two groups that are listed here as asking for a donation from the town, and it's Londonderry Volunteer Rescue Squad and the Peru Cemetery Commission. I don't totally understand why they appear on this list, because I think there's sort of a different mechanism for sending them money. But
which are the two?
About halfway through the group, there's Londonderry Volunteer Rescue Squad. The 5250, that's the same amount they asked for last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's current again. And then the last item, Peru Cemetery Commission, $5,000. I just don't understand the relationship between the town and the cemetery commission. So why are they on this list? And I didn't get a formal request from them, or the town didn't, but they have been on this list before. So I've updated the amounts based on letters we got.
Okay.
We do have room at the meeting to edit this. You know, like if we said that we wanted to change an amount, like we did that last year from the floor. So all the numbers, I think, are solid. The date looks good, right? It really is the first Tuesday in March, which is the March 3rd.
Yeah. What happened to Article 7? Did we lose Article 7?
Oh, no, that's back. Good eye. That's just a miss. I thought we had one more item. So, no, that's a numbering problem. I should correct that.
And then,
yep. So 8 becomes 7 and 9 becomes 8. Good call.
This Article 5, is that just normal verbiage to see if the town will vote to accept the revisions made by law for payment of taxes to the town treasurer?
Yep, that matches last year's warning.
And then this Article 8, the tax, 1% local tax, are we sharing more information on that? And why are we not also opening up conversation to do it for sales? There were three options.
I went
what's the third? It was sales tax was the one.
You can do a sales tax on, yeah, all commerce. And yep. Since I was the one proposing this, you know, kind of based on some Vermont League of Cities and Towns recommendations, I mean, we can discuss this, and I was actually wanting to talk with you about whether we should offer an open, like an informational session. A lot of towns do this, like before the meeting, mm-hmm. say a week ahead of time, you have a live and Zoom meeting at which people can talk about different things. Like, hey, why are we giving the Londonderry Free Library money that's not even in our town? And like, well, because we don't have a library, and they do, and you know. We got some Peru people who are involved there, yada, yada. Like, maybe we should do an information session. But my thought was that I talked with the VLCT lawyer about making changes to this.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I put to him, like, we met, we were talking about it, and I posed the question to the VLCT staff lawyer. I said, could you, if you post, let's say, two items, would the town be free, or you warn, you know, you warn it as a one or two item thing, could you in the meeting decide to add, let's say, sales tax in a live session? And his advice was that there are people who will read this and not be able to attend, and the warning should, there shouldn't be anything that gets voted on that would not, that would be a surprise based on reading the warning. In other words, you probably don't want to throw something on the floor last minute or make an edit if you could help it.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, I thought rooms are the sort of the narrowest, least contentious. It's sort of like the entry level tax. It doesn't involve discussion with, like, a sales tax would probably involve some discussion with Bromley, right? Like, they do $13 million of business in our town every year. Should we tax them and get
$130,000?
Like, I don't know. I don't, like, I'm neutral. I'm ignorant about that. But it seems like there could be debate, and I just don't know that we've got room to, and Alex had thoughts of, like, kind of questioning the meals and alcohol tax,
that's
which is option
one.
Two. Yeah, that's
right.
The other one. So I thought maybe best just do a thing that pertains to, like, short-term rentals, right? Hotels. And, you know, the state taxes short-term rentals at 12% already. Like, the system is there to collect it, and the state keeps all of it. Shouldn't the town get, like, it's pretty clean.
Right.
And it's, so I think there's room. I mean, it's certainly debatable whether it should be two items or all three, but because we don't have a lot of time to digest it through meetings and debate and all that kind of thing, I thought this at least gets us talking about what a local option tax is. It's a local option tax that in this case would apply to, you know, the vast majority, it's like paid by tourist visitors, not by,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So it's not like we're not negotiating with in-town business owners who are like, oh, you know, you can't, like, don't do that. And then, we, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems less contentious. And I figured, like, let's put it in front of the voters. Let's talk about it with the voter group and then say, like, either yes or no. Like, you know, if we could vote it down and say, whoa, we need way more information on that. And no, we want to do all three. Let's reject
right,
it.
That's my question. Can we, well, so if I understand you correctly, this, the rooms tax is pretty much like, it'd be, we would recommend doing it. And we expect that most people would readily agree to it.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
other two, we're not quite sure if we would recommend it and would likely incur more debate.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that there's, right. I think that's
correct.
Yeah. I think
that's your,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
and I feel like probably the sales tax, like, I talked to Chuck Black. He's a business owner. He's used to paying Vermont taxes. Okay, well, it would mean adding, you know, it's like a little bookkeeping. Well, does that mean you're against it? No, but, you know, just, it's like, it seems like maybe we should create a little time, almost like if we do one local option tax, we get ourselves talking about, are these other two good things okay. to add, you know?
Okay.
But like, local businesses don't need to start doing this, right? It's like they add it to a like a hotel bill or an STR bill is simply, right. Like, it's very simple. The state does the accounting for you.
Sure.
It's like a toe in the water.
Understood.
And
we wouldn't necessarily, so we wouldn't expect the discussion of the other two options to come up at town meeting.
I think we're free to do it. I just don't know. And like our moderator is a lawyer. Like he might say, no, there's room to make this like other business that comes before this meeting. And that's why I didn't want to decide this in a vacuum. I said and that's why there was a lawyer session. It's one of their attorney lunch hours last week. And so I wrote up the question. He wrote to me separately with some really detailed stuff. And he said that, like, to surprise a voter group with action on the floor, he thought was to be avoided. So, like, you know, figure out how you want to list it, and then stick to that. But, you know, Gary might have other views. I mean, other lawyers in the room might say, no, there's room, there's latitude to amend it. And my thought was, like, why not just start and then consider over the course of the year, you know, maybe put it on a select board meeting agenda and say, hey, we actually want to do the whole thing. We want to, you know, let's say there's $15 million. That's a total ballpark. But let's say there's $15 or $16 million worth of business done in Peru in a given year, and we want to tax it at 1%.
And we can add that at any time, or
we can add it any time. We just have to warn a special meeting. So we could come out of, and this is the approach I would take was warn this, discuss it, see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
If in our discussion of it, the town says a sales tax would be a great thing, right? And again, like we're talking, you know, 20 cents on a $20 purchase, right? So like that's, if you're thinking about, oh, you know, the cost of a trip to Bromley Market or Hapgood Store or whatever, if the voters were enthusiastic, I would, you know, not a lawyer, but I would use the VLCT or the state recommendation that you warn a special meeting and vote on that one topic.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, we could say, hey, right. Yeah, like.
So the idea was, let's try and get this passed.
Yeah.
Because this will benefit the town
at yep.
really no detriment to its residents.
Right, right.
There are also two other taxes that merit more discussion.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's.
Yeah, and we might have that at town meeting.
Gotcha. And but we can vote to do the room tax right away.
Yep. And it would take effect in August. I mean, there's a.
And then ramp we could up. Say. There's enough interest here that we're going to hold another meeting to
yeah.
get, I mean, really it's them and Seesaw's and Bromley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's,
yeah. I mean,
I mean a couple bucks for
Wild people. Wings. I mean, but like, are there like, there's, you know, the horse operation down South Road, like that's, again, like if they're doing business, that would,
right.
You know, I mean, we're all used to paying the state. The irony is like we all pay a state tax on everything, right? And the state keeps all of it. It doesn't kick any of it down to the
right.
town level. And so this is.
How long has this been an option?
It's only been, the state streamlined it about a year and a half ago. So the VLCT started recommending it to towns because of the. Okay. Because of the streamlining and
yeah. Can we have, do we have info on, like, can we look up that there's, how many towns are there in Vermont?
250, something like that, 252, 253, something like that. There's a whole map of
those,
it. Yep, yeah, you can like, look at a map.
249 do the room tax and only 10 do this and 10 do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, but it just seems like it's a more complicated thing. Like I'm not a business person. I'm not an economist. But I can, you know, when a bunch of the VLCT lawyers whose job it is to recommend like good municipal practices yeah. all treat it like a thing the town should do, then like you know, I'm not in a, what did that say? Oh, does that say five? Great, good eye. That's why we're here. Okay. So does that make sense? Like,
we're going to recommend that. I mean, that's basically we as a select board are recommending to the town that we pass this.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Do we need to put any other information on this?
No, that is the VLCT recommended. That's the language. I was surprised it was so compact, but.
Because, I mean, if you wanted to be an informed voter, I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't like that it doesn't actually say local option tax. I feel like it should.
I mean, if I Google 24 VSA 138B.
Takes
you to that.
138 is, local option taxes. Yeah, but literally the VLCT has a, like how you word your town meeting warning.
Okay.
And this is the language for.
So we don't want to give any, we're not giving them any other information, just
I this don't right here. Think we should.
Okay.
And that's why I feel like if one or more of us wanted to do an info session to clarify what we're talking about, I think that would be a good thing to do. Oh, sorry, I looked up the wrong thing. It's VLCT I want. And I can double check it just to. Town meeting articles. Yeah, 2024 was the change in the law. Any municipality may now vote to enact local option taxes.
I can't seem to. You said there is info on who?
Yeah, so if you go to the local option page, which is tax.vermont.gov. /business/local-option.tax. They have a a map of the state. It says they also have a list, but I haven't been able to find that.
So like Manchester has it on all.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep.
So you have to.
Yeah, you gotta read the color coding and the. Yep, and Win Hall also.
So is that the.
Right? Is that the scale, the color?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, South Londonderry, or Londonderry is. Meals and alcohol plus rooms, which is the same as Springfield. Ludlow does it all.
Right, so.
Northeast Kingdom has some towns that do just the lodging. So, and I think that from the way VLCT is recommending it, that towns are just going to keep doing this.
Right. I mean, they're basically saying, like, here's your chance to get a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
You'd be you'd be remiss not to.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, it's an interesting coincidence of timing where, like, what are the sources of revenue for a town? Like, tax property. Well, this is the one place that, like, it's the only tax that a town can enact.
Right.
And the fact that there's some scaling of it mm-hmm. to activities, like, that's where the debate lies. But otherwise, we're...
Yeah.
You know, we look at, well, where's the college fund going to come from? Well, we, you know, if we don't have it from the fair, you know, we can either do events or maybe one place this discussion goes is that, yeah, we want to do sales tax and we want to use, right. we want to commit the first $25,000 of every annual sales tax take to the college fund. You know, and I, that's just.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I got it. Let's pass it and then
okay.
we can have more conversation, more informed conversation about the other two. And
okay.
And this is a, so just so I understand, to pass this requires a majority vote of those present at the meeting?
Yes.
And same thing for another one?
Yep. Yep. Let's see here. I don't know where the directions are for...
Like it doesn't have to be on a ballot. It doesn't have to be on a...
Yeah, it's just a majority vote. And we do floor votes, so it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a paper ballot or a poll thing. Yeah, and then like to rescind it, again, you just have a warned meeting that will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's.
Yeah, I don't, it's not right here immediately. This is the how to warn town meeting section. It's like the language to use. But I think somewhere else in the local option tax literature is a how you do it if it's not part of your town meeting.
Okay.
You found, let's see, the two article changes, those the number errors, and then the 5 should be a 6 on the date. Did you have anything else that, are we comfortable moving to accept it and post it
mm-hmm.
With those 3 corrections? What else had you written over there? Like,
oh, I just put a column for 23,000.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's the word processing thing I'm in is, doesn't like lining up the numbers, so I may switch to Adobe to get a little cleaner column.
All right.
Seem good? All right.
Seems good.
You want to move to
let's accept it? Accept them.
I'll second that. And the ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Cool. I'll make the typo corrections and send it to Heidi so that it can get in the book.
When does the book have to go out?
Well, today's the deadline for content, and she's going to do some layout. It doesn't have to be out until 2 weeks before the meeting. So she's got.
When do we have to discuss what Alex sent for the budget?
I don't know. Like, yeah, she's got like till the middle of February to do this. The budgets, I guess that's town meeting prep. Are we supposed to, understand the budget? Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm assuming at some point in time we should talk about this budget, or is that...
Yeah, I mean, we are... The way I read the warning, like, we are... it says, subject to such modifications as this meeting may vote. Like, we can dig into it and... we could alter it with a vote from the floor. There were only two things. It was the truck fund that Wayne flagged as a question, like, are we putting enough away to have savings to pay for the truck that we have approved him to order?
I guess what I'm saying is, do we, the three of us, need to have a conversation about the budget before it gets sent to the...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's waiting on us to find things or question things, or it seemed like his question... He had several things he wanted Cheryl to confirm or add to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where... that is, in, you know, process wise. I don't even see the town truck.
It's way down at the bottom. It's 8,000.
Oh, is it?
807.
Highway Equipment Fund. There it is. Okay. Yep. Yep. I see it. I think the fire chief had asked us to increase the fire engine fund.
Yeah.
And it has stayed the same. But the highway equipment is...
went up to 100 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to change the fire truck fund if we're going to keep having fire trucks. Right? Wasn't that the...
Yeah,
was that the gist of it?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Isn't going to buy us what we need?
Well, just because, yeah, we're not keeping up with the rate of cost increases, right? I can't, from memory, do the... remember what Mike had asked for. I feel like he asked us to jack it to like 60 or 65.
I thought it was significant. I don't remember either.
But yeah.
I thought I saw something somewhere at some point in time that it was a pretty significant increase.
Yeah, like 50% more. Well, why don't we send Alex a note and ask if...
Here, it's way back. The town currently puts 42 grand a year away for the truck fund, which was an increase a few years ago from 20. I contacted Pierce, and the current cost for a stripped-down standard 2,000-gallon tanker pumper is 460 grand with the estimate of 600 grand in 2029. Based on my recent experience with buying an ambulance, it's not in line, blah, blah. At present, we have 2,000 fund. This means that the town would need to put somewhere in the range of 65 grand into the truck fund over the next 6 years. Although it would certainly be up to the membership to make the final call, I do not want to use PVFC funds to subsidize this truck. Equipment is ridiculously expensive these days. When we get worse, it costs blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, as taxpayer and C1, I think that the cost for each town and community to maintain doors is insane. Tony, this is going to go out. We've talked almost all the chiefs. There's even no benefit from mining. And there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So we either need to increase the number to 65 grand, or we need to have a, we're going to buy a used piece of equipment in a few years, or...
Well, or do we, I mean, I don't know if you and I are supposed to type in a new number right now, like, or if we're supposed to...
I think we should ask Alex about...
Yeah, like...
Bring that up and be like, hey, do we need to... We can email him and just say, hey, I will email him. Do we need to...
Yeah. Well, how about this? Let's do it so it's on the record. Like, I would move that we clarify with Alex, who is overseeing the budget, whether it was an intentional repeat or
if we need
an omission, and are we meant, do we want to go with, like, do we mean to move it to 65 and we omitted making that change?
Right.
Because I think for this to get printed, maybe he needs, I don't think this is final. Like, we were supposed to look at it tonight and ask questions. So we're asking questions.
That's our question.
Yeah. And I think since the town truck increase is there, like, that's, I think, what Chuck Black had lobbied for at some point. And it was raised, right? 25?
Yep.
Okay. Should we match that with the fire truck fund? Right, because that would put us at 67, which is...
Yeah, I don't know how exactly those calculations were.
Yeah,
we
make
it 67 and then have a couple bucks extra when it comes time to order.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, let's clarify that. The town truck procurement, are we okay to move on to that? If we're
sure, like, yeah.
Yeah. The Wayne contacted the vendor about to clarify whether we have a deposit due. The way I read the contract, I thought we did at the time of placing the order. And Wayne sent that message along and heard back that the vendor needs to pick a VIN, and then they don't want to have a deposit until they've, like, whatever, numbered the truck, so to speak.
Okay.
And so I think one of those is in the works, but it makes sense that if we're going to order a $300,000 product, that we might need to plunk down $50,000 to move that along. So we're waiting on the details.
We won't get that truck till when?
It's a 2-year build. Yeah. So winter of 28 is the expectation. And then Cheryl was doing on the town, remember the sand procurement? We have used a $40,000 pile of sand, or we're far enough through it that I just did a little number crunching on this for my road commissioner report. Last year, entirely, we did $38,000 worth of sand, and now we are at January 23rd, and our $40,000 sand pile is inadequate.
Okay.
So we're...
What happened?
Sand, like, well, all that, like that freezing rain, the thaw, the, like the bait, you know, like just cake
just
of
weather.
Ice. It's all weather. Yeah. Yeah. Plus like many, many, many days of little light snowfalls. Each one has to be treated as if it were. I mean, they'd treat it the same if it was a 1 foot dump as
sure
the inch. So we're going through it a lot. Cheryl looked at the numbers for where we are with the road budget, and I had them here. They've closed, but
not to interrupt you, but that Alex had said something about the sand budget, and that is the same next year as well.
So yeah, I don't...
Are we just assuming that this was an anomaly?
I think we are, yeah.
Okay. So we're not changing the budget. We're
no,
just saying
no. This
is out of the ordinary, and we're coming up with the extra from...
We're trying
else.
To find room in the current budget to order some more sand. And...
Do we have an option?
Let's see here. Sorry, I had all this ready. We budgeted... Yeah, I know we had 40. So, we've got... We budgeted 30 for salt. And we have... purchased 22,000 and 650. So we've got like 7.5 grand. And I think we're good for salt. We've got some, what was the math he gave us? I thought we were looking at spending like 15K maybe. Yeah, sand, we're already $3,600 over budget from the purchase we made. So we actually, yeah, we probably need 18. But I think we've got to find, if we transfer the salt, then we need about another 10, I think. This is showing up two different amounts.
Authorize that to happen?
Yeah, what's this 68? Wayne just wanted to make sure that we were covered if he orders it. Unfortunately, all of this stuff is not. I've got the current budget amounts for roads. I don't have the. It's not next to the budgeted amount. You know what I mean? Like I've got expenditures, but I don't have. I don't know what we're working against. But I mean, I think we need to, it's not like we can go without, really.
Right, I mean, that's the point, right?
Yeah. I think we should just, okay, you know, up to 18 grand. Doesn't that seem like the... That's about... The minutes. Okay, let's do a quick calculation. He said he wanted between 500 and 800, and it was at 22? Is that the... Yeah, so 11. Oops, 800 times. Yeah, like. All right, well, I'm going to move that we authorize an $18,000 sand increase.
Second.
Okay. We are passing it with this two voice unanimity. Seem good? New business? Any? No?
Nope.
Other business? No. We should review bills. They're in the drawer. I mean, in the folder. Let's say we go. We pay. We're going to agree to pay those. And should we move to adjourn the meeting and just put our signatures on the invoices and things?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So meeting adjourned at 6:15.